Do you feel like it's rolling now? I mean, a little bit, a couple weeks, you're in that kind of starting, you're in there a little more now. Looks like it's rolling a little bit more now. You feel that way?
Yeah, I feel like it's been rolling. I mean, for a good part, a good couple of weeks from right now. Been on top of the things I need to be on top of. Been in the playbook, had help with hers and them. So just pretty much been on top of it and focused just for the remainder of the couple of weeks.
How do you keep that going? What does it take during the week to keep that roll going? By the way, from the Alabama guy, he used the word roll 5 times.
I mean, the main thing is you just got to have a positive mindset. You got a strong mind. You know, in a lot of situations, you know, people see, you know, the things we went through as far as this season, you know, expect us, you know, to always come in down and things like that. But, you know, we take it upon, you know, each other, you know, to keep us going as far as, you know, just have a strong mindset as far as, you know, very young team. We got a lot of things going, you know, gradually getting it. We can see ourselves, you know, getting better each week. And our main focus is stay positive. You know, it's going to eventually come around and just continue to work.
Did you bring the strong mind with you from USC, or is that something that's developed this year?
No, I think, as far as you just talking about just my mindset, I mean, my mindset always been strong. I've been dealing with this since I was, you know, a child. That's when, you know, I think as far as helping my mindset be on a positive, you know, stand. And, you know, the team already had it. You know, with the vets and everything, I think we got amazing vets on this team to the sense of, you know, when ones do get down. You know, you got them guys around Red, you know, Clem, Cecil, you know, the lineman, you know, just bring you up, you know, and I think that's one thing we need as a team.
This team's young, of course, we're going to talk about that, but to finally do it on the final drive and get some success and come from behind and win on the final drive, how big is that for this group?
It was big. I mean, I give you a little place of, you know, where you stand. You know, so to the sense of, you know, we never been in a situation where we down, you know, we fell short coming back. You know, we always knew we was capable, you know, try to, you know, continue one last play to get this first down, you know, to move the ball. But, you know, this week really showed, you know, as far as, you know, just going out there and executing. One thing, you know, Coach Gus and I was saying the week before is 12-80. You know, and we didn't really say it this week, but, you know, once that series and drive came up, that's one thing that came up, you know, to the offense, 12-80. If the head coach got confidence, you can go down there. We know we got confidence. Let's get it done. Let's do it. And that's the mindset we did, and we ended up getting it done and got the win at the end of the day.
Is this locker room the same today after a win as it was last Wednesday after a loss? And if it's not, what's different?
I think it's the same. I mean, yeah, you're a little bit more happy. You know, you took the W, but, I mean, at the end of the day, your job and everything you have online as far as, you know, your preparation is all the same. You know, just because you take a win doesn't mean you change your preparation. Just because you take a loss doesn't mean you change preparation. There's just certain little things you got to fix and you move on from there. But as far as preparation goes, all the same.